questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of Arab English Radio. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. I have a very special guest speakers for today's discussion, Dr. Hojatul Islam Karimi from the Islamic Seminary of Qom. Dr. Karimi, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
All right. For today's discussion, we want to talk about mainly the difference between tabligh or preaching and dissemination of the religious beliefs, especially inside the religion of Islam, and its difference to religious inquisition, something which is really hardline, extremist understanding out of the religion. Okay, Sheikh Karimi, let's first talk about the main difference between tabligh or preach of Islam and also inquisition. We can say, do we have any inquisition in Islam or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inquisition, the way it is defined in the Middle Ages and yes. in the history of the churches is absolutely rejected in the religion of Islam.
Right.
Before going to some verses in this regard, let me refer to the Article 23 of the Constitution of the Islamic Republic of Iran, which explicitly says that inquisition, what we call it, taftish aqaid, is absolutely forbidden, and you cannot harm any person just because of the fact that he has a kind of sort of belief and he believes in a special doctrines. There are a couple of verses in this regard. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter Nisa, verse 94, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا ضربتم في سبيل الله فتبينوا. O you who have faith, when you issue forth in the way of Allah, try to ascertain. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ أَلْقَى إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامَ لَسْتَ مُؤْمِنًا. Do not say to someone who offers you peace or claims that I'm a Muslim, you are not a Muslim, you are not a believer. تَبْتَغُونَ عَرَضَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Seeking the transitory words of the life of this world. Now, according to this verse, if any person claims that I'm a Muslim, am I able to act upon inquisition to go through his beliefs? Are you really a Muslim?
Mm-hmm.
No. The verse is explicit in this regard. Regarding the occasion of the revelation, as we mentioned that some of the companions of the prophet met a group of people from a certain tribe. That person said Salamun Alaikum, which was a kind of the fact that he believed in the religion of Islam. But those companions thought that he is just saying that in order for him to save his life. And that is why, unfortunately, they killed him and they took his sheep as a kind of a booty.
That's right.
Later, the Holy Prophet came to know about that. He became yes. very upset. And the verse was revealed to him to tell the Muslims that you have no right to do that. If a person claims that he is a Muslim, then he or she is a Muslim, and you cannot do inquisition.
That's right.
On the other hand, according to the religion of Islam, we have no right to insult other people because of their beliefs.
That's right.
Islam is very clear in this regard. Even we are not allowed to insult the idols.
Yes.
To that extent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that as Muslims, you have no right to insult those who are worshipped by the polytheists. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter An'am, verse 108, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَلَا تَسَبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Do not abuse those whom they invoke beside Allah, meaning the idols,
that's
or
right.
whatever. فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْمًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ lest they should abuse Allah out of hostility without any knowledge. And this is a good lesson for many Muslims nowadays that unfortunately we have it, unfortunately some minorities among both Shia and Sunni who try to insult the sacred personalities of the other group, for example. The verse is very clear that
That's
you
right.
have no right to do sab. To
yes.
do, to insult,
yes.
to abuse, to use foul language.
Yes,
yes we may analyze the history. We may refer to the historical events, but we have no right in
That's right.
insulting others in terms of beliefs.
And since we know that, for example, in the past, inside maybe Christianity, which is even criticized by them themselves, for example, the clashes that was between the Catholic and Protestant churches, mm-hmm. you know, bringing the skulls into the church and doing inquisitions. And even the forceful, we can say, conversion of some of the Muslims into Christianity or Jews into Christianity. These are all the we can say, the dark parts of the religion, which was misunderstood by the people who were in charge of the religion. And this is, as you said, absolutely wrong in the religion of Islam too. Inside the religion of Islam, the hardliners, the extremists, are also always criticized for such a look at the religion of Islam. We cannot force someone to, for example, convert to Islam or kill him or excommunicate him from within the religion of Islam. All of these are banned in the religion of Islam, as you said.
Yeah, okay. Unfortunately, as you rightly mentioned, this forceful conversion, mm-hmm. We have it in the history of humankind.
Yes.
It's not, and unfortunately, in some parts of the Islamic world, we have seen that yes. we have forced conversion from Christianity to Islam okay. as well, but this is not based in line with the Islamic teachings.
But from the other side, we have the concept of tabligh,
yeah.
dissemination of thoughts or preaching Islam. What is this part?
Yeah, these two are absolutely different. When it comes to tabligh or disseminating and preaching the religion of Islam, when we say that we have no right to insult the other beliefs, it doesn't mean that we believe in the truth of other religions. For sure, as Muslims, we believe that nowadays the only truth, the only religion with truth is the religion of Islam. Other Abrahamic religions, they have some share of the truth, but they have some distortions as well.
Yes.
Polytheism is absolutely rejected according to the religion of Islam. So, from one side, we do not believe in inquisition, we do not believe in insulting others because of their beliefs, but on the other side, because of the fact that we know that the way that they are following is not the true path.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, we are not allowed to force anyone to change his or her beliefs. But does it mean that we have no right to preach our religion? Of mm-hmm. course not.
Okay.
We have absolute right to talk about the doctrines and teachings of the religion of Islam so that people come to know about this religion.
That's right.
And then the decision is left to them.
Yes.
It is up to them.
Okay.
This is what we call it the freedom of thought and freedom in choosing the religion, which
yes.
is one of the fundamentals of the religion of Islam.
That's right.
In chapter Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 6, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَإِنْ أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ اسْتَجَارَكَ فَأَجِرْهُ حَتَّى يَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ This is a very interesting verse. O Prophet, if any of the polytheists seeks asylum from you, grant him asylum until he hears the word of Allah.
Yes.
Imagine there is a polytheist, he doesn't know about the religion of Islam. He wants to come to the Prophet to hear about the religion mm-hmm. of Islam. Allah says that give him asylum. ثُمَّ أَبْلِغُ مَأْمَنَا Then convey him to his place of safety. So Allah doesn't say that then he needs to accept the religion of Islam. No. He comes to you to know about the religion of Islam. You tell them the reality of the religion of Islam. Then even convey him to his place of safety.
That's right.
Which means that whether he believes in Islam or not, he is absolutely safe. You have
That's
no right. right to harm him.
Okay.
Again, in chapter... So the point is that we believe that faith, iman, Islam is a matter of heart. Mm-hmm. You cannot force any person to believe in the religion of Islam. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself would have forced the people to believe in the religion of Islam.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And we know that it was for the love and the affection inside the Islam that so many people on the early Islam from different religions converted into the religion of mm-hmm. Islam. Salman al-Farsi, Ruzbeh from Isfahan, you know, passed all the way from Great Persia into Arab Peninsula, you know, that's all right. Bilal Habashi from Abyssinia, you know, he also traveled. at the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, so many non-Muslims who converted to Islam because of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and joined his army, they were martyred, you know. And all these people, you know, understood, as you said, the truth of faith, Iman, inside the religion of Islam. And then we can say this is the best preaching for Islam, you know, kind of language.
Regarding the fact that Islam does not believe in forcing other people into converting to the religion of Islam, we have the famous story of Mubahala. And in that story, we know that the Prophet Muhammad has established a government. And the Christians of Najran come to the Prophet and they have a dispute and discussion with the Prophet. They bring their evidence and proofs. The Holy Prophet also brings his evidence. And they are not convinced. What is the result? Does the Holy Prophet force them that you need to believe in the religion of Islam because this is Islamic government and you're living in the under this Islamic territory? No. They do not believe, and then they agree on taking part in Mubahala, in mutual cursing, and then again they agree to, not to take part in the Mubahala, the Holy Prophet accept, and then again they ask the Prophet to just pay jizya like other Ahlul Kitab and continue to live as Christians.
That's all right.
So this is the reality of the religion of Islam. There is no inquisition, there is no forcing into conversion to the religion of Islam.
That's all right.
Let's go to the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. There are many stories about him having debates with, atheists. And hardly we find any historical record to tell us that they have converted to the religion of Islam after this discussion with the Prophet, with Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Of course, there are some exceptions, but they remain atheists, which means that the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt also believed in the concept of preaching Islam, even to have free discussion with atheists, but without insulting, without forcing any person to believe in the religion of Islam. So inquisition is absolutely different from preaching.
Yes.
We do believe in the concept of preaching, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادِ give good news to my servants, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ. Those who listen to the word of Allah, those who listen to the word and follow the best. Mm-hmm. So this is the message of Islam.
That's all right.
Any person needs to listen to different words, meaning to go and search for the truth, and then when he or she finds the truth, just to follow it.
That's all right.
Different people might come to different conclusions, and Islam respects that.
Okay.
And that is why Islam does not force anyone to convert to the religion of Islam.
But I think the best type of tabligh was done by the Ahlul Bayt themselves, especially the high knowledge that they had of the other religions, previous religions. And this is, I think, the best lesson and example for those preachers, for those muballaqeen and the muballaqas who are sent all across the world in order to preach Islam. I mean, the Ahlul Bayt are the best role models, how high knowledge they had of the religions, to give proper, authentic answers to the doubts and questions that are posed.
That's one point. And the second point, which might be more important, is your mannerism, which is emphasized a lot in the narrations. Most of the people, they have converted to the religion of Islam through seeing the good manners of Muslims and not through a scholarly discussion. And the last verse that I would like to share is verse 256 of chapter Baqarah, La ikraha fi ad-din. There is no compulsion in religion. But does it mean that you have no right to preach? No. Then the verse reads, قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيْرِ. Rectitude has become distinct from error. And one of the duties of Muslims is to preach and tell the people about this rushd or rectitude and leave the decisions to the people.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration. It was very kind of you regarding the difference between inquisition and tabligh or preaching inside the religion of Islam. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page. In another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن